treasure. Party boys number one, Franklin W. Dixon. Chapter 1-1 is the demon Frank, but Joe Hardy clutched the grips of their motorcycles and stared in horror at the oncoming car. It was careening from side to side on a narrow road. He hit us. We'd better climb this hillside. But fast, Frank exclaimed, as the boys brought their motorcycles to a screeching halt and leaped off on a double. Joe cried out as they started up the steep embankment. To their amazement, the reckless driver suddenly pulled his car hard to the right and turned into a side road on two wheels. The boys expected the car to turn over, but it held a dusty ground and sped off out of sight. "Wow," said Joe, "let's get away from here before the crazy guy comes back. That's a dead end road, you know." Two of the boys scrambled back onto their motorcycles, but gunned them a bit to get past the intersecting road in a hurry. They rode in silence for a while, gazing at the scene ahead. On a right-hand embankment of tumbled rocks and boulders sloped steeply to the water below. From the opposite side rose a jagged cliff. The little traveled road was winding, but just wide enough for two cars to pass. "Boy, I hate to fall off the edge of this road," Frank remarked. "It's a 100-foot drop." "That's right," Joe agreed. "We'd sure be smashed to bits before we ever got to the bottom." Then he smiled. "Watch your step, Frank, or Dad's papers won't get delivered." Frank reached into his jacket pocket to be sure several important legal papers, which he was to deliver for Mr. Hardy, were still there. Relieved to find them, Frank chuckled and said, "After the help we gave Dad on his latest case, he ought to set up the firm of Hardy and Sons." "Why not?" Joe replied with a broad grin. "Isn't he one of the most famous private detectives in the country? And aren't we right to then becoming serious?" He added, "I wish we could solve the mystery on our own, though." Frank and Joe, students at Bayport High, were combining business with pleasure this Saturday morning by doing the errand for their father. Even though one boy was dark and the other three fair, there was a marked resemblance between the two